From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. Another 386 cases of COVID-19 have been identified by the Maine Center for Disease Control, and five more people with the disease have died. As the state enters the next phase of its COVID-19 vaccine rollout, public health officials have determined that thousands of doses of recently arrived Moderna vaccine cannot be used due to a temperature problem somewhere along the supply chain.
Of the 50 shipments slated to arrive in the state, 35 had experienced a temperature at some point during the shipping process above what was required to keep the vaccine safe.
Maine Center for Disease Control Director Dr. Nirav Shah says each shipment of vaccines equipped with devices that track and monitor for temperature. 4,400 doses of vaccine in Maine were affected, and Shah says other states also reported receiving such shipments. He says U.S. health officials are working to determine if vaccine that's been exposed to higher temperatures can still be used or not, but at this point he says such a vaccine cannot be used. The doses were slated to be replaced today and tomorrow. And 7 years after it closed, the Portland chapter of the Maine NAACP is seeking membership inquiries as a step toward reopening. Speaking at the Maine NAACP's Martin Luther King Jr. Day events yesterday, state rep and former Portland chapter president Rachel Talbot Ross talked about the importance of the organization for her as a Black girl growing up in a mostly white state.
It was the only time throughout the entire year as a young girl I saw and I was able to communicate with and share bread with people who look like me.
Talbot Ross is one of the racial justice advocates working on the effort to reopen the chapter, which would require at least 100 membership inquiries. It closed in 2013 after falling out of compliance with national rules. The organization's been collecting inquiries on social media and tweeted on January 8th that it was halfway to its goal. In weather tonight, overcast skies with scattered snow showers and lows 1 below to the low 20s above. Tomorrow, snow showers, especially in the mountains and down east, breezy in the afternoon with highs in the mid-teens to the mid-30s. COVID-19 vaccinations for people 70 and older are underway in Maine. That means the state has entered the beginning stages of Phase 1B of its vaccination plan. But as Patty White reports, demand is far outstripping supply.
Maine Health began taking appointments for people 70 and older this week. And Chief Health Improvement Officer Dr. Dora Mills says their call center was flooded with requests. On Monday, she says 18,000 people tried to get a slot.
And actually, I understand that there were over 70,000 calls, but they were from about 18,000 people.
Out of those 18,000 people, just 1,800 were able to get through and schedule appointments. That number has since grown to 5,000, and the health system opened its first clinics in Farmington and Brunswick on Tuesday. Other locations will open clinics over the next week or so. Northern Light Health began scheduling appointments at a few locations Monday night. A spokesperson says the health system had fewer than 1,000 slots available this week, and they went quickly. The fact that so many people want to get the COVID-19 vaccine is a good sign, says Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah. But
it's unfortunate that we don't have the vaccine for every single one of them today.
And for the foreseeable future, the supply of the vaccine to Maine has been relatively flat for the past few weeks at roughly 18,000 doses. During a news briefing Tuesday, Shah said he expects that will continue.
Next week and perhaps even the subsequent weeks, allocations will be largely flat or, if anything, a very small, low single-digit percentage increase.
Shah says that limited supply is the biggest roadblock to getting more clinics up and running. Currently, 19 vaccine locations are listed on a state website in 11 of Maine's counties. In addition to low supply, Shah says setting up clinics is also a massive logistical undertaking, especially for hospitals already stressed by the pandemic.
We have to have a way to first identify who we are talking about. Then we have to have a way to notify those individuals, say 70 and older. And then we've got to have a system to actually vaccinate them.
Scheduling is a major challenge, too, Shaw says. Clinics have to ensure they leave time slots open a few weeks into the future so people who get their first shot can get their second one. Still, state officials say Maine will progress into Phase 1B as it continues Phase 1A. Jean Lambrew is the commissioner of the Department of Health and Human Services.
And that strategy of trying to have these overlapping phases is part of the reason why Maine remains highest in New England in terms of the percentage of shots in arms.
According to a Bloomberg COVID-19 vaccine tracker, Maine has administered nearly 60% of its doses. It will take weeks, state officials say, to complete Phase 1A, let alone vaccinate the roughly 193,000 Mainers who are 70 and older. Next will come people age 65 and up, then those with high-risk medical conditions and frontline essential workers. Exactly who falls under the last two categories is still being determined. The Maine CDC also revealed Tuesday that 4,400 doses of the Moderna vaccine ordered last week are being replaced because they exceeded temperature requirements at some point during shipment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And that's today's Maine News. You can find more stories online at mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow at 11 for Maine Calling. I'm Nora Flaherty.